Welcome to Oncology Data Advisor, where we explore the latest advances in cancer research and patient care. Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to visit oncdata.com for more content, including expert perspectives from leading oncology thought leaders, FDA approvals, patient advocacy, and much more. And don't forget to subscribe to Oncology Data Advisor on social media to stay up to date on the latest videos, podcasts, and more.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining this special edition of Oncology Data Advisor in honor of International Women's Day today. We have a really unique discussion planned for today with some members of our editorial board and fellows forum. And we'll also have some time at the end to answer questions. So if anybody listening has a question or comment to share, feel free to type it into the chat on YouTube and we can spend some time at the end answering those questions. So without further ado, I will turn it over to the host of today's discussion, Dr. Olankar Tetaneja, and we can get started with some introductions and then launch into the discussion.
Thank you so much, Kiara. I am Alankrita. I'm one of the third year fellows at Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Very delighted to be hosting this conversation and this discussion with a wonderful panel today. To begin, I would just request if Dr. Wonik and Maria could introduce themselves.
Happy to. Hi, everyone. My name is Marana Voynich. I'm a thoracic medical oncologist and neuro-oncologist here at Northwell Cancer Institute at Lenoxville Hospital. Pleasure to be here.
Good morning. My name is Maria Badillo. I'm a research nurse manager at the Lymphoma Myeloma Department at MD Anderson Cancer Center here in Houston, Texas. I'm really honored to be part of the panel.
Thank you so much. So, I guess this day is very close to all of our hearts. As a woman in the medical field, it comes with a unique set of challenges. And I guess we all hold a special significance of the day in our lives. So, do you have any, special thoughts on what International Women's Day means to you particularly? And either of you could actually take that.
So for me, ever since I was a little girl, honestly, I remember for International Women's Day, it was like the time where my dad would give my mom flowers. It would be funny. And then actually, even when I was a kid, that he would give it to me and my brother would give it to me, like flowers in honor of women. But I think this is a very important day for all of us, because our ancestors, meaning women, had to go through a lot of challenges to allow us to be where we are today, because times have changed significantly. And I think without the hard work and just empowerment that those women back in those days felt, we wouldn't be where we are today and we wouldn't have the opportunities that we have.
That's very heartwarming to hear how you actually celebrated this day growing up with your family and how the men in your family supported the day. So that's wonderful. We actually have Dr. Vashampayan with us as well. Hi, Dr. Vashampayan. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ulta Vashampayan. I'm a medical oncologist and professor of medicine at the University of Michigan.
Welcome. We're very happy to be hosting this discussion today. So we were just talking about, what International Women's Day means to us. And do you have any unique perspective on that?
So my perspective on International Women's Day is we need to work towards a world where this day is not required, as in where we've achieved complete lack of any disparity between women getting opportunities or by gender being discriminated against for promotions, for moving forward in multiple fields, careers, jobs, all across the continuum. I feel like even in interviews, for new positions or even proceeding along, medical school, for instance, there is an equity in the number of girls or women entering the field as males. But going forward, further up the ranks in terms of promotions, getting to the chief of department or cancer center chiefs or multiple other positions, we're just not seeing as many women proceed and get those positions. And it's probably similar for nursing, for multiple other specialties within medicine, the whole team. I think it's also true in the corporate world. So I don't think we're terribly different, except the expectations from patients, from all of the surrounding colleagues, tend to be a hair more of females, or they tend to sometimes assume that because you're going to proceed with kids and family, that you will sort of give your career a backseat. And both are sort of wrong and not absolutely correct, as time and again we keep on having to prove ourselves. So the hope is that we will achieve that kind of equity. Obviously, we want to maintain our individuality and a lot of assets that we have as women, more efficient, more sort of caring, compassionate, potentially. But also we need to work towards that equity, even for both the younger generation as well as going forward for all of our peers.
Absolutely. That was very strong and empowering words. Ms. Badillo, would you have any thoughts as well on that?
Yeah, for me, I think I believe International Women's Day is the day to celebrate the successes and achievements of women. We need to continue to support and acknowledge women's rights and contributions, whether in medical or, like Dr. Olga said, anywhere, right? And also for us, for nursing, actually the largest healthcare occupation for where women is dominating is as nurses. We with over 3 million of us, and women make more than almost 86% of those workers. So actually in mid-19th century, this is Nightingale nursing training occupation where women is portrayed as humble, gentle, compassionate, and the nurturing side. And I think women is we have that tender, nurturing, and maternal side that they provide to our patients.
That's actually very, very interesting perspective. And but I think we still have a long way to go, even in nursing. So would you like to shed light on any areas of more equity or more leadership that even our nurses are not able to reach because of disparity or discrimination?
Well, like I said, I think in nursing we're dominating. We're more women, so I've seen nurses get to leadership really, and I'm really proud of. And not only they go to leadership management, but also they mentor new nurses. So these women, these mentors are great, especially for those new nurses that are striving to be a better nurses, like newly graduates. So, but I believe for nursing side, we have more of opportunity to go higher. Not only doing bedside, but they go to management and leadership. And now with the education, some of them, actually a lot of nurses are going now, doing their master's and their PhD.
Great to hear. So, we actually have a wonderful panel of women leaders, and I would like to ask you all, being quite early on in my career, I would say, what is your advice for the next generation of women oncologists, women nurses, and how to reach these positions of power and leadership, and what are the challenges that you faced across throughout the journey, and any advice?
You want to start? Sure.
Sure. Thank you so much. So I'm still kind of early on, but from my perspective, I've been fortunate in my life, as I said, to have a very supportive family and very supportive men in my family. And in my career, I had a lot of supportive mentors who were actually male. So I think times have changed and improved for sure. What to do? Be honest. Fight for what's right. Be ethical. Be moral. Fight for your patients. You're never going to be wrong when you fight for your patient, no matter what. And just talk to people. Everybody can be supportive, and everybody would be willing to be supportive as long as they understand the full picture. So as long as I'm sure we all have teams, and I think I have a terrific team, and we just openly talk to each other, and each one of us has a role in the whole care spectrum and in the whole goal spectrum. So as long as you're open and do what's right, you're gonna go forward, you're gonna go high. It's just do what's right.
Yeah.
That's my perspective.
I mean, I think my message would be to, first of all, try and make your achievements or whatever merits of the job that you're doing known to others. Because frequently, as females, we tend to assume that, you know what, I've been doing such a great job, I've been doing so well, that automatically you will be offered the next position and the next promotion. And that doesn't happen. And some of it may be through inadvertent, just lack of awareness of what you're doing. So, I mean, I don't want to call it self-promotion, but it is important to mention your papers, your achievements. If you presented at a conference, if you did some kind of honor, you know, it's important to make it known to your superiors, to your colleagues, just so. Not necessarily to tout your horn, but mainly to sort of increase the awareness of your achievements. Also, I feel like lift other women up along with yourself. You know, that doing that even to one other female is a big, big service that you can do towards narrowing this disparity gap. So those would be my top two things that I can think of. For new people and also existing established people in the different careers.
For me, actually, nursing is my second career. So I have my sister is a nurse. My sister-in-law is a nurse. I'm surrounded fa by family and friends of nurses. So really, I love to hear older, stories.
Yes.
And they actually, they inspired me to be a better nurse. And in return, like I mentioned earlier, mentorship, I agree with Dr. Oka, mentorship is really, really important. So now in return, I try to mentor my nurses and try to be a good example and provide
Fabulous.
them. Especially, nursing can be overwhelming, because you're not physically there, you have your emotions, everything. So for me, I really believe that mentorship, you need to, like Dr. Oka and Dr. Morano said, you need to support each other, and use and be, be happy when these women are, gaining leadership, they're gaining towards their goal. If some, like I said earlier, some move from nursing right away, went to their masters, went to their PhD. So you support them and you try to mentor them.
Yeah, I agree. Extending that helping hand to each other is so critical in moving things forward quicker.
So we have, a woman army or a team of women, just empowering each other is what we should look for. And even men, like you all said, you've had very supportive men in your life.
Yes, of course.
So, just probably adding to that, what do you think men can do, apart from mentorship that we've already talked about to achieve more of equality in, some of the leadership roles or research roles where women are maybe not considered as strongly or as equitably as men?
I think just the fairness of trying to get to the merits of the situation, and though that's an important thing, no matter man or woman, as to when you're conveying or bestowing these leadership positions or whatever merit-based positions you have. The other thing is just being supportive and not too judgmental, So I think those would be my main things. And most men now, I think, are realizing the importance of and sort of actually it's been shown, at least in the corporate world, very well about better productivity as they get more and more women in the leadership positions. So I think it benefits all of us, it benefits society to do that. And I feel like the more men start realizing that and continuing their support, and we are seeing more and more of that tremendous awareness as well as the increasing support, and just more of that continuing in that on that path would be great.
For me, I think it's more personal because my husband is a nurse. So he was a nurse before me. So
Okay.
he's the one who encouraged me, this is a great profession. And I've seen him to be a great, great nurse. And, again, like my sister, they're the one who gave me that great example, right? In terms of work, I guess it's my PI who really believed on what I can bring to the team, can bring for my patients. So all throughout the years, that I've been working in clinical research, if they don't have that trust and that they believe on my skills, I will not be where I am right now. So I, really respect and thankful for that opportunity that they, that they can trust you, that they know that you can go anywhere, that not because you're women, that you're just gonna stay in one position, but all throughout the years you're able to move up and, explore your and make your skills better. So I I'm very happy that I have that support.
Yeah. No, I would totally agree with building that your own support team, family, friends, whoever. And it also helps you with reducing the stress of your job and the different challenges, and it helps with the work-life balance in the long run.
And as Olka said before, speaking up for yourself in these instances is so important because a lot of things might go unnoticed, not on purpose, they just go unnoticed. So you really have to speak up and create like your whole team. And you can do it all. Like we encounter these situations, oh, can I have kids? Can I have a family? Do I have professional lives? Yes, you can. I mean, I'm a single mom of a 12-year-old boy and I'm proud of it. And I raised
For
him
you.
throughout my training and everything else. So you can do it all. Just put your mind to it, have the right support system,
Yes.
and just don't forget to speak up.
Easier said than done, but I agree. A lot of us don't do that enough.
No, I totally agree. In fact, just give you an example of my own story. I was preparing my CV for my first job, and I just tried to put in all the important things that I thought would be the most significant in my career. But even when I was applying for my visas and things like that, the lawyers actually told me that my application needs to be stronger in order to be considered for some of these visas. And then I just added the other things that I had done, and my lawyer was very surprised because they were just wondering why I had not in the first place added everything. So I don't know why we women do that, but
Yeah.
so thank you so much for all of that advice, and I'm sure all our viewers will be
benefit much, very much so from this discussion. But just, I think, concluding, because we're running out of time, but any bias or obstacles that you've faced in your career that you have successfully overcome that we can also learn from?
I don't know. I mean, we all sort of already covered it, but being passed over for awards for things because of lack of self-promotion was something I noticed. And then when I tried to meet and say something about it, that why was I not considered when I had better accomplishments than whoever else were in the consideration? And that's when, the answer came back, oh, we didn't know about all these things. So I feel that's when I feel like, it's still hard for me to keep pushing things that I've done and that I've accomplished. But it is definitely a sore reminder that it's necessary to be done.
And I want to echo that, exactly that experience, and constantly keep reminding yourself that you have to speak up and show your CV and show your publications and show your awards and everything else. But yeah, that's constantly, some things kind of can go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. So yes.
And then I feel like the other thing that I've noticed is that people around me tended to assume that I am going to sort of give my career a backseat because I have kids, young kids that we are raising, all of that. And I've sort of, I'm wondering how many new employees are new at the job interview even. The interviewer is probably thinking, oh my God, this is the right age. She's going to start now having kids. And, is that going to be her focus? So I have no good tips as to how to overcome that bias, but I just want to make people aware of that bias. And, I feel like, in fact, raising kids has improved my efficiency tenfold. So maybe addressing it head on, just in a joking manner, saying, and of course, with little kids, I can do so much more than I used to before. And I thought I was busy before. So I feel like that is another bias that a lot of women face. And it's either unconscious or conscious bias, but an awareness about that bias and maybe trying to overcome that for all of us, men or women, is important.
Absolutely. I've heard that very many times that, women are sometimes, not considered for jobs. They're recently married, the employer knows they're probably going to get pregnant. They're like, oh, she's going to take a lot of time off. But I guess men will also take time off if they were to have a child, right? So, and I've heard that for many women, I don't have a kid yet, but I've heard that actually children make us better, doctors mm-hmm. and nurses, and just better in our professions overall. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for this wonderful discussion. Any concluding thoughts or anything you'd like to say?
No, I think we just, on this International Women's Day, we need to make the commitment to helping other women, helping each other, and it lifts up all of us.
And I want to echo that for sure. And again, talk to your peers, talk to your superiors, talk to your team, just speak up and do the right thing. And you can do it all. You're a woman, yes, but you can do it all. You can have a family, you can have a career. That's my message.
Yes, I agree. And in addition, in return, I think mentor your fellow women, because, when they see that somebody is helping them, supporting them, they feel like, I can do this, that they believe in themselves.
Sure.
Pass on to Kiera. Awesome. Thank you all so much. This is such
Thank
amazing
you.
advice, and it's really inspiring to hear and to share with our audience. So thank you all so much for taking the time today.
All
And
right.
I will wish everybody a happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, same to you. All
Same.
of
Thank you.
you.
All
All
right.
right.
Thanks so much,
Thank
everybody.
you.
Bye.